Money, high 65.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. I'm Bill Hay, kind of moderating this show. Been having a lot of fun with Dan over the last one. We're going into our sixth week now doing this. Doesn't seem like it's been that long, but you know, something's always fun. It just, time seems to fly.
It does.
So welcome back into the studio, Dan, and the show is all yours. Go for it.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Jacksonville. If I seem a little out of breath, it's because I am. I was running late.
You're not supposed to tell your secrets about the fact that you just ran, literally ran into the studio about a minute ago. I was going to protect you, and I had your back, man, but...
Well, you know...
Got to catch your breath.
Yeah. I do.
I want to talk about insurance.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm passionate about insurance. And I'm passionate about talking about insurance and getting people the right information so that they don't make mistakes when they're buying insurance. And, you know, so I'm going to open the show today with a question. What is a loss history report? So
you want me to guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, a loss history report to me would be a credit file based on you, let's say the homeowner, on the number of times that you had filed a claim.
That's absolutely correct.
Bing, 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 bing. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right.
So that is absolutely correct. That is exactly what a loss history report is. And the insurance companies have a nonprofit organization. Excuse me. And what they do is they hold the repository, and all the insurance companies agree that when somebody files a claim on an insurance policy, that claim is reported to the nonprofit organization, and it resides in a database so that every insurance company can go out there. When you say, hey, I want to get a homeowner's policy, they can go out there and they can pull this CLUE report, and it will pull up all of your insurance claims, whether it's a homeowner. If you're buying an auto policy, of course, all the insurance company wants is the auto claims. If it's a homeowner's policy, all they want are the homeowner claims. So that's all the information they get. It's dependent on the policy that you're wanting to get. But and that tells them how good of a driver you are, how many claims you're putting on your homeowner's policy, and then it tells them how much they should rate you for providing you insurance. So it is important to know what a loss history report is. In the state of Florida, the only claims that cannot count against you when you're purchasing a homeowner's policy are named storms. So if the storm is given a name, and you file a claim on that, you filed a claim, but it's not supposed to count against you when you're getting a quote from another homeowner's company. The only claims that will count against you are the claims where it did not come from a named storm. And then here's another important thing to know about this. Whether or not the insurance company pays even $1 or $0, if you call the insurance company and say, I think I may have a claim, it will count against you. So even if the insurance company comes back and says, oh, well, you know, you have a $1,000 deductible and it was only $500 worth of damage, you filed a claim, even if no dollars were paid out, you now have a ding against you in this CLUE report on your next homeowners. So, and that stuff does drop off kind of like a credit file, usually around 2 or 3 years.
So
it will drop off.
It's not necessarily true, the old wives' tale that I've heard, that if you file a claim with your homeowner's insurance policy or if it's a big enough claim with your auto insurance policy, the next time they just drop you?
Again, in Florida, with the homeowner's insurance, the insurance companies are not allowed to drop you because of a named storm.
Okay.
Somebody drives through your house in their truck, in their F-250 truck.
Right.
And does $80,000 worth of damage, and you file a claim with your homeowner's insurance because the person was driving uninsured.
Right.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
But they have to keep you until the policy expires.
That's correct.
So it's not like the next day they can send you a letter. They can just say, we're not going to renew you.
That is correct.
See, I learned that from you. I learned that from you by being here moderating this show. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Yeah, you can reach me at 904-730-3900. Just ask for Dan, the insurance man, when you call Thomas & Associates. Or you can reach me through our website, healthinsurancethomas.com. You can use the little chat feature, or you can go to the Contact Us page, and you can find my picture and my name, and then you can just shoot me an email through there. So, again, with the CLUE report, just remember, if you file a claim, it's going to count against you, even if the insurance company pays out $0. So, don't call the insurance company for a claim. If you think that you have a claim, if you think something's going to, call a contractor, have them come out and quote you the repair first. Because if the repair is low enough in value, it may not be worth it to ever call your insurance company and file a claim that's going to end up counting against you down the road. Especially for the insurance company to not reach into their pocket to pay for it.
Yeah, they never want to do that, do they?
Right.
And that's why they need to have someone, anyone out there listening to us, really needs to have an insurance professional like yourself that can go through the policy, determine they're covered quickly. And then sometimes someone will file a claim and they'll say, no, we're going to deny that. They come back to someone like you. You know how to say the right words and do the right things, and they might readdress it. Is that correct?
It is true. Yeah. Yeah. There are times that I can help mitigate, or somebody will call me up and say, you know, hey, this happened on my property. And I call the insurance company, and then I can talk to the adjuster. And sometimes my words make sense. And sometimes they're like, no, we understand what you're saying, but we're still going to hold this as a non-payable claim.
At least it's a shot.
But it's a shot. And I'm always willing to help. And don't forget, what are the numbers to call here again, Bill? I can never remember.
904-222-TALK. Or 904-222-8255.
And, we're being told
two minutes to the first break.
So, we're going to, on the next segment, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up this little sheet of paper here and some little tips and tricks on how you should choose a life insurance agent.
More tips. Just like last time we were on the air, you were talking about how to save money on your insurance. Now it's life insurance.
Yes.
Last time it was homeowner's insurance. Now it's life insurance. Excellent.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you little tips and tricks on how you should choose the right agent to help you out. Hopefully it'll be me.
It'll be you. That's what I was going to say.
Hopefully it'll be me. But in the event that you don't live in the area, you're traveling through, you can always take this information back to where you live and find an agent in your local area.
Absolutely. And so going into the break, go ahead and take some time to tell folks how they can reach you. And while you're on the air, if they happen to call, they're going to speak to someone else because you're not in the office. So,
right.
Yes.
So again, 904-730-3900. And don't forget, we'll give the numbers to call in. If you have a question, whether or not it's on any subjects that I'm talking about, always feel free to call in and ask your question.
That's right. Today is the last word. The last word in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. If you'd like to call in and talk to Dan, do it in the next break. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We've got some important messages for you. But when we return, more from Dan, the insurance man on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. I'm your moderator, I guess, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio today for The Last Word in insurance is Dan the Insurance Man. Going into the break, he teased everybody up saying he was going to give us some tips on how to save some money. So, Dan, tell us, please.
All right, so, how to save. So we're going to go with how to save money on life insurance. First off, the biggest tip I can say is be careful not to buy the wrong benefits for a low premium, because that does not always add up to savings. So there are ways to save money when you're buying life insurance. They don't always doesn't always mean paying a lower premium, though. Sometimes paying the higher premium for a better quality policy saves you more money in the long run. Nowadays, everybody's about buy term insurance and invest the difference. That doesn't always work. It's not always the right solution for a problem. So it's not one that I always advocate, although you will hear the commercials on the TV. Bill got a $500,000 policy for...
Bill never saves
for
money.
For 25.
I never get a break. I never save money.
So, you want to be careful. Those, as anything, any advertisement is meant to entice you to call in. That does not necessarily mean that you're really getting a good deal or a policy that's going to serve you in the long run. So, you want to be careful about that. There's a lot of things that that make up on how you save on life insurance. One of the biggest things nowadays is life insurance. You can bundle life insurance, just like you bundle a home and an auto and a boat to get the insurance company to give you discounts and save money on all your policies because you're giving them more than one item to insure. Life insurance can do much the same thing. You can actually bundle your life insurance policies so that you're covering the entire family. So you can have, to give you an example, you could have a $200,000 life insurance policy on yourself. You could have a $200,000 policy on your wife, and you can add life insurance on the kids, and you get one low discounted price because you're buying basically three separate life insurance policies, but you're putting them on one policy. So the insurance companies will bundle it and they'll give you a discount. So I did this on term insurance because it's easier to do the math. And taking a 35-year-old non-smoker, getting a 20-year, $200,000 life insurance policy, and $200,000 20-year term policy on the wife, and putting $20,000 life insurance on every child in the household. So whether it's one child or five children, doesn't matter. Could be 10 children. They all get $20,000 of life insurance for one low price. So you'd be looking at about $63 a month for a policy that's bundling $200,000 on the husband, $200,000 on the wife, and $20,000 per child. Now, you would think, oh, well, that's for $200,000. Well, what if you wanted to get $250,000? Now, you would think, well, it's more money that's being added in there. The death benefit's going up, so it's going to cost more. But the opposite is true. Yes. The opposite is true.
I've never heard of that. I buy aviation insurance, and the opposite is definitely not true.
So you could buy $250,000 of coverage on the husband, $250,000 on the spouse, $20,000 on the kids, and your premium would be about $57 a month because $250,000 is the magic number where the insurance companies give you a discount break on the cost per thousand. And then you get like another break when you hit like $500,000. And then another break when you hit a certain amount over $500,000. So you constantly get these discounts. The higher the death benefit amount goes, the bigger that you get another discount as you hit these point breaks. And you'll pay less on the cost per thousand. So in this example, while you would pay $63 for $200,000 of coverage on the adults, you could get you could go to $250,000 and you'd pay $57. That just shows you the break in pricing. So that's one way of saving money. Don't necessarily look at, well, I only want to get $100,000. Well, maybe you should look at what's the cost for $250,000 and buy the higher amount, because you're going to save so much money that the difference in price between $100,000 and $250,000 saves you a pretty significant amount of money, and you can buy the higher coverage for just a few pennies more. You want to make sure that the life insurance, if you are buying like term insurance, that the policy is convertible. That's important. That's a way of making sure that your policy is always going to be there for you no matter what. Especially if you have a medical train wreck happen. What else can you do? There's quite a bit. You want to make sure that the life insurance company that you're getting the policy from is financially rated well by like AM Best. That's one of the rating companies. So you want to make sure that they have a good A rating. And then maybe a triple B plus, or an A minus. If it, anywhere in the A's, you're doing well. I would even say even with a company that's rated triple B is still doing pretty good as far as the rating system goes. Shop around, get a sense of the premium you're likely to pay before you make a decision. Make sure that if you're dealing with an agent and you're not trying to do this on your own, that the agent's talking to you in clear, concise language. They're not trying to use industry jargon to confuse you. They should be talking in plain English. If you're confused, you should interrupt the conversation and you should ask them to please use plain English and explain it to you in a way that you understand it. So again, depending on your health, you could qualify for discount ratings like preferred, super preferred, standard, ultra standard. All of these rating systems, again, they give you a discount on the cost per thousand on the insurance. And of course, that saves you money on the premium. Shop around to make sure you're getting a good rate. Talk to the agent. Explain to him what you're trying to accomplish, because they can narrow down the companies that you need to focus on. If somebody calls me up and they say that they're a type 1 or a type 2 diabetic, there are certain insurance companies I won't generate a quote from. And the reason for that is that those companies don't give favorable rates to a person with diabetes. Whereas other companies, they want to insure people with diabetes. That's their wheelhouse. They build their policies based on the fact that they know that they're going to have people with diabetes buying their insurance. So gives you a sense of
a specialized market then, and those folks have carved out a niche that they feel comfortable in.
That is correct. They have their claims history. They have their 10, 20, 30, 50 years worth of claims history insuring diabetics, and they're very comfortable that if they sell a policy for $50 a month, that you know that you're not going to die on them from diabetes related complications.
Okay.
Consider the net cost index, and that's kind of industry jargon, but basically it's how you would compare policies with maybe slightly different premiums. So the net cost index, it's something I can help you with. If you have those questions, I would recommend that you reach out to me to get that. But basically it takes the premium, the death benefit, and it condenses everything into one number. And generally speaking, the net cost index, the lower the number, typically the better the policy is.
And it's very inexpensive to come in and talk to you about all of these things, isn't it?
It is.
It's almost like a consultation.
It is.
And your consultations are?
No charge.
There you go.
So it makes a lot of sense.
Drag you into that conversation. So we got to do this every once in a while for the folks that are out there stuck in traffic or they're right by a notepad. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
So you can reach me at 904-730-3900. Or you can just ask for Dan, the insurance man, when you call up to Thomas & Associates, or you can reach out to me through our website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to the Contact Us page and find my name, Daniel Tuckman, or you can reach out through our chat feature.
And if you want to call us today, we're going to be taking a break for just a second,
yes,
but
we
if
are.
You want to call us today, you can reach us at 222-TALK. 222-8255. I won't be answering your questions, but Dan will be.
Yes.
And he'll get your phone call and talk to you immediately on the phone. So when we get back, where are we moving to now? It's a fast-paced show.
It is. We're going to move to how you should choose a life insurance agent or any agent about any policy.
You know, and some people, I was talking to someone about the first shows we did, and we talked about life insurance, and people said, you know, life insurance is one of those things that nobody wants, but really most people need. And they don't like to talk about it because life insurance is something that you're never around to receive any benefit off of.
It's true, and that's because life insurance reminds everybody of their mortality.
Yeah, absolutely. 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance. With Dan, the insurance man, we're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Talk Radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been convicted of drug trafficking charges at a trial in New York. The verdict reached on the sixth day of jury deliberations could put the 61-year-old behind bars for the rest of his life in a high-security U.S. prison selected to thwart another one of the escapes that embarrassed his native country. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump got a pretty good deal in border security negotiations, even though funding falls short of the long-promised wall with Mexico. McConnell says he spoke with the president and recommended Tuesday that he sign the bill into law. Congress is racing to prevent another partial government shutdown Friday over Mr. Trump's $5.7 billion demand for the wall. The tentative deal provides about $1.4 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow by 372 points, the NASDAQ rose 107. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family-owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of an accident on I-95 on the southbound ramp to Emerson Street. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway 295 southbound at the 103rd Street exit, and another disabled vehicle on 295 at the northbound ramp to US 17, that's Roosevelt Boulevard, on the Orange Park side heading off the Buckman Bridge. Partly cloudy with scattered showers through tonight, low 56. Wednesday becoming mostly sunny, high 65.
Now back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. You can call us at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-TALK. 222-8255. Leading into the break, Dan was going to tell us how to find the right insurance salesman and buy the right policy for you.
That's right. And I think it's important because you should know, how to find the right person to help you out. Now, hopefully, again, it's me. But if it's not, that's okay. I'd rather that you're with someone that you can work with comfortably and that you trust.
And, to expand on that a little bit, even if somebody has a policy, it should be reviewed, and that's also a service that you offer, reviewing someone to make sure that they have the right coverage, is it not?
It is. It is. And that's something that you should do with your life insurance policies. I want to say about every other year, maybe every 3 years, and especially when you have a life-changing event. And that could be getting a new job. That could be having a new baby, a baby being born. That could be adopting a child. It could be your parents coming to live with you because you're having to be a caregiver. So there's a lot of things that could impact the importance of the amount of money that's insuring you. Maybe you're retiring. Maybe your kids are grown and they're out of the house. You're an empty nester now. The house is paid off. The amount of life insurance you need at that point is different than 20 years earlier when your kids were growing up and you were having to make sure that money was going to be there if something happened to you.
And even someone like me, there are a few smart people like myself out there who aren't married, who don't have any kids, who say, well, I don't need any life insurance because I've got nothing to leave to anybody. But somebody's got to put you in the ground or cook you, one or the other, and so you got to have a small policy to cover those expenses.
That is absolutely correct. Everybody needs a life insurance policy. Doesn't matter that it's maybe only $10,000 because you're going to be cremated, and that's going to be more than enough for most cremation to get you cremated.
Yeah, dying is expensive.
It is. Now, I've spoken to several I want to say undertakers, and they've said, you know, it doesn't really cost that much to cremate somebody. And you know what? The cost of the cremation, especially if you're going to leave in your will, that your ashes should just be
scattered on the lawn to help the grass.
Scattered on the lawn, scattered over your favorite lake that you used to go fishing, or taken out on a boat to the Atlantic and because you love the deep sea fish, or scuba dive and you just want your ashes scattered in the water. You know, that's one thing. It doesn't cost a lot to do that. But, you know, There are situations where maybe the family member wants to go to a mausoleum because your urn is displayed, or they want you to have a headstone on a plot, in a crypt or something like that that says, you know, hey, my father's urn is inside that little crypt. And there's a little name.
You're almost making me feel guilty. Like I need to get married so that I can make someone have to travel across town to look at a little pot on a shelf somewhere.
To some people, it's important. Some people, it is not.
We make light of it, but that's all because dying is something that many of us, we just don't even like talking about. We're all going to have to go through it one day.
Right. So you don't need a lot of life insurance if it's just for a cremation. You know, easily a $10,000 policy is more than enough. It'll get you cremated. It'll get you buried, so to speak, and it will leave enough money that you could say you can tell somebody.
Go ahead and have a beer on me.
Right. Have a
a wake.
Have a wake.
Yeah.
And you know all the beer and the drinks are on me. Open bar on me. You know. So that's a possibility. So you want somebody that can explain that. You want somebody that can help you pick the right policy, make sure that it's an affordable policy for you, and that it can be, you know, and that it's available to you, and that's even if you have like a, what I call a medical train wreck, where you have medical conditions that might mean you have to pay more for the policy. You want somebody who can understand that, work with you, and still get you a policy to take care of those needs. You know, understand your income tax bracket, because while the death benefit from a life insurance policy is non-taxable, you know, maybe you're in a tax bracket where there's going to be some estate taxes, and life insurance, you can purchase life insurance to pay those estate taxes so that the people that you're leaving your estate to, they're not burdened with having to sell off part of your estate to pay the taxes. Same thing for a business owner. If you're a business owner, and the likelihood is if that business is worth any significant amount of money, your thing might be, well, I'm going to leave it to my son or my daughter, and they're going to run the company. But if you don't have enough life insurance on yourself and that business is in your name and you die, they may have to sell the business to pay the taxes on the business.
Wow.
So
something that an insurance professional would know.
Exactly.
And so if someone is out there listening to us right now and says, wow, I might need to get some of these questions answered, they're going to find you at Thomas & Associates, but how?
You can call me, 904-730-3900, or just go out to healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can either go to the chat feature or go to the Contact Us page, find my name, Daniel Tuckman, and just click the little link, and it will open up and shoot me an email. So, or you can fill out the Contact Us form, and you can always put in the comments, Dan, the insurance man, please call me.
There you go. Easy to get in touch with you.
That's right. Super easy. So we kind of touched on the tax brackets. Again, I kind of mentioned this earlier. Make sure that you're talking to an agent that will talk to you in easy-to-understand terms so that you don't get confused with industry jargon. That's the worst thing, is that you think you're doing the right thing, but you're all turned around because you didn't understand the definitions and the words that are being used. So if you get confused, stop the person who's talking, ask them to clarify it in language that you understand. Don't feel embarrassed by it, because they should be doing that already. I like to provide a personalized quote. So if somebody comes into me and they talk about life insurance, I run an actual quote that shows them what the premium will be, and they can take that quote with them. I'll email it to them if they do this with me over the phone, because it's easier, or it's better for me to accommodate them because they're over the phone. If you want me to come out to your house, I'm willing to do that. To your business, I'm willing to do that. It's important that you have something in writing at the end of the meeting if you want to, and they should be able to, and whoever it is should be able to provide you with a quote with the actual dollar amounts. You should never work with somebody who's going to pressure you. Now, while I believe it's important to get life insurance, and if you're dead set to get it, or if you're set to get it, I always feel there's no better time than the present. But if you have to sleep on it for 24 hours, then the person you're working with should respect that and know that you're going to call them back.
Yeah, because it is a big, may not necessarily be a big expense for everyone, but it's a big decision, because it's a decision you want to make and then not have to review it for a couple of years. And you want to feel confident with the person you're dealing with.
That's correct. Right. You want to make sure that the person you're dealing with is honest, they're forthright, and that they want to work with you and for you, because you're going to be a lifelong client to them.
And many of the folks that you probably deal with come in, they're older than you, and they are under the understanding that they're going to talk with you about insurance, you're going to recommend something for them, and they're going to walk out the door and know that they don't have to think about it anymore, because Dan's got my back.
That's right. That's right. Again, you should be reviewing the policy. Again, I said every 2 or 3 years, that stands, that's the standard. If you've bought a life insurance policy, any type of a policy, and you have not heard from that agent anywhere in the intervening years, that's not it. Oh, we're being told 1 minute in music.
Yep.
So we'll pick this up, but if you've got a policy and you haven't heard from your agent in quite a while, then they're not your agent.
No, they were just somebody that sold you a piece of paper, a salesman.
That's correct.
And they need to talk to an agent. And we're going to give everyone the opportunity to reach you at Thomas & Associates. One more time on the telephone number, Dan.
904-730-3900.
If you have a question for Dan today in the last 15 minutes of this show, you can call 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We'll be stepping away for just a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back with more of The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan, the insurance man.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, when we went into the break, you were going to give the tips or some more tips and talk about some upgrades. And
yeah, there's a couple of things I kind of want to mention. You know, you want to make sure that the person you're talking to is licensed in your state. So that kind of goes without saying, but it is an important thing to make sure of. If you have questions on how to find a qualified life insurance agent, the organization I belong to is the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. It's known as NAFA. You can go to NAFA.com and you can actually find licensed agents that do their continuing education and
kind of like a report card on those agents.
It is.
And you
it
get
is.
A's in all your classes.
That's right.
Right. There you
That's
go.
That's right. look, and another big thing. Nowadays, there's this big thing on compensation and the commissions that a person earns when you're purchasing life insurance or any type or and life insurance to me is not a it's not an investment. But a lot of people like to lump it into with their investments. I think that's wrong. It's not a correct way of looking at it. But so there's a big thing now with compensation. How much does a person make when I'm buying a life insurance policy on myself? You know what? Don't be afraid. Ask. There shouldn't be any issues.
Right.
If the person you're working with is not wanting to disclose that, maybe that's not the right person for you to work with.
And if you're really worried about that person making $10 or $15 off of your life insurance policy, maybe you're not the person that needs to be buying the life insurance policy.
Well, yeah, you know, and again, you know, life insurance compensation can be lucrative. So, you know, but you don't pay that. The person buying the policy doesn't pay that. That's paid by the insurance company. That's their upfront cost.
And when you sit down at that table, you're buying peace of mind.
That's correct. That is one of the things
that you're
doing.
It's hard to put a value on peace of mind knowing that you're going to deal with someone like Dan, and then you're going to walk out the door and understand that that's the last time you really have to have that conversation until it's time to review the policy. And by that time, you, someone like you, or preferably you, has already done all the homework and ready to say, look, we need to increase a little here and we need to add a little bit on there. And
it's true. And again, I'm gonna go back. One of the important things, about every 3 years, you should be reviewing your life insurance policy. You should be reviewing your long-term care policy. You should be any insurance policy you own, even if it's a homeowner's policy, an auto policy, even if you've been with the same company for 10 years, about every 3 years, you should consider reviewing it. Homeowners and auto, every year you should be.
It's pretty easy to judge the caliber and the character of the insurance person you're dealing with if they call you at a reasonable time and say, you need to come in so we can review your policies.
That's correct. The person you're working with should be upfront, and they should be doing their job and reaching out to you and saying, hey, we haven't talked in a year. It's time for us to review.
And it could be something as simple as, let's review your policy. What's changed in your life? What new medical issues have come up? What have gone away? Have you had new children? Have you bought this? Have you bought that? You know.
Did you start a new business?
Right.
I quit my job and I started working for myself. Well, that's a pretty significant life change. You know, that should be reviewed. And maybe your life insurance needs to go up. Maybe it needs to stay where it's at. Maybe you're now using your vehicle for business purposes where you weren't before. So now maybe the auto insurance needs to be adjusted to cover the fact that you're using your vehicle for business purposes. Those are the type of life changes that need to be reviewed on a regular basis. So it's important. It's important to do. It's important to make sure that the person you're working with does that for you as well. I have with me also a home buyer's insurance guide. It's 14 things to consider before you sign on the dotted line. I'm not going to go over it, but what I am going to do is, if anybody wants it, they're welcome to call here in the last segment. We'll get their name and their email address, and then I will email it out to them.
And they got about 5 minutes to do that.
That's correct.
So there you go. If you're out there and you got an opportunity, but it doesn't just stop here just because you go off the air.
No.
There is the ultimate opportunity is to come in and sit down, make an appointment, come in and sit down and talk with you about this and all of the other things that we've talked about on the show today and also on previous shows. I'm sure that there are folks out there that are tuning into you each week to talk or to learn about more things involved in insurance.
It's true. It's true. And it doesn't matter what you want to talk about. If it's an insurance related topic, reach out to me. And I'm happy to have that conversation. It's more important for me to know that the person that's calling me is getting the right answer. And even if it's to tell them, I don't think you should buy this insurance. I don't think you're ready to buy this insurance. I don't think this is a necessary insurance for you at this point in time.
And many ways or many times that makes a person feel comfortable enough. You might encourage them not to buy, let's say, this auto policy, but because of the way you were upfront and honest with them about that, they're going to come back in the future and say, hey, I need to think about life insurance. Maybe that guy I talked to before that made me feel so comfortable can help me out with that.
Yeah. And it's happened. I mean, I've told people, don't buy, you know, you're not ready for the life insurance policy yet, or this, or you can't afford this. It's not that I'm, you know, I want to make sure that anybody that I'm talking to at any point in time is getting the right answers. And they're not getting the wrong answers, and they're not getting misleading answers, and that they know, hey, this is how much coverage you should be getting. This is how much it's going to cost. Is it affordable for you? If it is, great. If it's not, then let's find a solution for it.
Is there a point where you're too young to be thinking about buying life insurance? I guess a lot has to do with what you enjoy doing.
It does.
If you're a mountain climber or a pilot like myself, then...
Yeah, you know, I would say, is anybody too young to have life insurance? No, because unfortunately, tragedies happen. You know, even over this past holiday season, there were some children that passed away during the holiday season. And the worst thing that you want to do, the worst thing you can do is to bury a loved one, especially when it's a child.
Right.
Okay. That's just a horrible thing. But, you know, so I believe everybody should have life insurance on them, even if it's a child, even if it's only a $10,000 or $20,000 policy. It can be added to the parent's policy as a rider. It doesn't cost a lot. One of the companies I represent, $20,000 would cost you $10 a month. If you did $10,000, it would cost you $5 a month.
Someone sent me a text message after the last show that we did, and I regret that I dropped it and I didn't think about it. But I remember the gist of the message, and that was, is the life insurance that you get when you have a credit card, is that really any good at all?
You know, I question that. I really don't have that answer, but I will find the answer to that question. A lot of times, they're not really selling you life insurance. What they're selling you is an accidental death and dismemberment policy, which means if you have a heart attack and die,
you're not covered.
You're stepping off the street. You're stepping off the curb to cross the street, and you're hit by a bus. That's accidental death.
Right.
Now you're covered.
But they're not going to come looking for your loved ones in order to pay that benefit. Your loved ones are going to have to know that, okay, his Visa card had an accidental death
and dismemberment policy.
So I venture to say they don't pay out very much on those policies.
I would venture that they don't. I would venture that most people won't. You know, if you have a life insurance policy, even if it's coming from a Visa card, A, you should have a written policy that you can put into your paperwork that says life insurance. And you should have a folder that says life insurance so that if something happens to you, your wife, your brother, your son, your daughter, your sister, your mom, your dad, whoever it is, they can reach into your filing cabinet. They can see, oh, there's a folder here that says life insurance, and they can pull it open and it says, and it has a list of the companies that they should contact to say, my son passed away, my husband passed away, I need to file a claim.
Such an information-packed show. The hour flies by. Real quick, one last time, how does someone reach you off the air?
Off the air, you can reach me at 904-730-3900 or through healthinsurancethomas.com, either the Contact Us page or our little chat feature.
You've been listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word has been in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. Join us tomorrow when The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. We're going for today. We'll see you.